to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Thank you. The second legendary jazz recording to go by the name of Monin, this one by the Charles Mingus Nonet. We let off the show two episodes ago with a different Monin by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. This Monin was from a February 4th, 1959 session that featured Mingus on bass, Jackie McLean and John Handy, alto sax Booker Irvin on tenor, Jimmy Nepper and Willie Dennis on trombone, which always seemed to be a featured instrument in Mingus works, Pepper Adams baritone sax, Horace Harlan Piano, and Mingus' favorite drummer, Danny Richmond. This is The Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivy, and today on show number 61, we'll hear from the most famous jazz album of all time, plus cuts from the great Ella Fitzgerald and John Coltrane. First, a second classic track from that Mingus Nonet session, Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting. Thank you. the enthusiastic Wednesday night prayer meeting by the always challenging Charles Mingus Nonet, merging jazz with real-world scenarios like that. You have found the one, the only, recorded history of jazz. Baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan was born in Queens and grew up all over the East, primarily Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, but he's associated with the West Coast or Cool School of Jazz. In fact, he was the leader on the very first recordings for the Pacific Jazz label. Here he's joined by co-leader and trumpeter Art Farmer on Festive Minor. Festive Minor by the Jerry Mulligan Art Farmer Quartet, Bill Crow on bass, Dave Bailey on the drums, recorded January 15th, 1959. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, this is the recorded history of jazz. I'm Paul Kivi, and we are early in the great year of 1959. Take a listen to trumpeter Blue Mitchell and tenor sax Junior Cook on a track led by pianist Horace Silver, Swingin' the Samba.
Thank you.
Swinging the Samba by the Horace Silver Quintet, Blue Mitchell Trumpet, Junior Cook on sax, Gene Taylor the bass, Louis Hayes on the drums, and Silver, of course, on piano. As fashionable as a mullet, the recorded history of jazz is business in the front and a party in the back. With John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, and Bill Evans, here's the famous opening cut from Miles Davis, Kinda Blue, So What?
Yeah.
So what? The legendary opening track from Miles Davis' Kind of Blue album, with Davis on trumpet, Paul Chambers featured on bass, John Coltrane tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley on alto, Bill Evans piano, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. Recorded in a van down by the river, this is the Recorded History of Jazz. We heard two cuts last episode from a stellar John Coltrane and Milt Jackson collaboration with Hank Jones on. Here's the third and final track we will hear from that session, Three Little Words.
Thank you. untold. Seek and you shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret.
Someone to watch over me. Ella Fitzgerald and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra recorded 8 volumes of the George and Ira Gershwin songbook in early 1959. We heard 2 more from her treatment of Gershwin songs last time. Ira Gershwin said, "I never knew how good our songs were until I heard Ella Fitzgerald sing them." John Coltrane and Milt Jackson's Three Little Words was before that as we wrapped up winter of 1959. The recorded history of jazz has great taste, yes, but it's also less filling than your regular beer. We have time for a live cut by vibraphonist and percussionist Cal Jader from St. Louis. Jader was a medical corpsman in the Navy and served in the Pacific Theater for 3 years. After World War II, he met Dave Brubeck at San Francisco State College and was the first drummer for his trio with Paul Desmond until nearly dying in a diving accident in 1951. His career as a leader began in 1954, and he is generally regarded as the most successful non-Latino Latin jazz artist. Here is the first of several cuts we will hear of Jader on the Vibes, live with conga specialist Mongo Santa Maria, Lonnie Hewitt on piano, Al McKibben on bass, and drummer Willie Bobo. This is Doxy. Thank you. Darkseed by the Cal Jader Quintet, a live cut, obviously. That's all we have time for on episode 61 of The Recorded History.
Thanks for tuning in.